City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to another edition of City Current, and it's a Bismarck City Current. So Jason Timonic is here, Assistant City Administrator. I'm Mary Van Sickle from Dakota Media Access, and we have a guest today, Jeff Heinz, our Public Works Director for the City of Bismarck.
Hi, Mary.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in. It's Wednesday, April 25th, as we record this. So, and the program will play for the next week or so as we go along, but our purpose is primarily to discuss what happened at the City Commission meeting last night. But we'll get to you very soon. We have a number of items we want to talk about with Public Works. But I figured since Jason always puts you on the agenda, very end of the agenda for the City Commission meetings, you're used to being kind of at the tail end.
Maybe some playing cleanup here.
He's the caboose.
I take care of all the mess.
There you go. Well, one thing that started out the meeting last night was Board of Equalization. Mm-hmm. The commission meets as that board. Is it how often?
Once a year.
Mm-hmm. So this was the annual meeting of the Board of Equalization. Yep. The tax assessor came forward with mm-hmm. their report.
Correct.
And in this process, prior to this, they notify people in the community, and this was primarily commercial properties?
And some residential properties, mm-hmm. yes.
About, did you say, like 1,500 notices went out?
1,500 letters okay. roughly went out, and those letters go to property owners that will experience a higher than average increase okay. in their assessed value. It could be for a number of reasons. It could be improvements were made to those properties. It could be just a change in the market as well.
And they're notified that this is the meeting that was held last night, and they mm-hmm. have an opportunity to come and speak at that meeting.
Yes.
Most of them provided written appeal to Correct. Their assessment. So some of that happened, but then there were a number of people that did come forward as well last night mm-hmm. and talked about their particular property and the impact of the new tax assessment.
Yeah. Each property has its own unique set of circumstances, and I think that's part of the process in reviewing these things is that what the assessors find and what the owners know might not be the same. So mm-hmm. this is an opportunity to work through some of those and hopefully come up with a number that works for mm-hmm. both sides.
Sure. So what happened last night was the report was not adopted or accepted yet. The assessment department now will go back and look at those properties a little more in depth, re-examine right. them, and then come mm-hmm. back with potentially some adjustments, but not necessarily.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. And that'll be at the next meeting,
okay.
May 8th. So we've got a couple of weeks for this process to continue.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll talk about it again when
Certainly.
We get there.
You bet.
Then moving into the City Commission agenda, there was a presentation by Paul Zondo, who mm-hmm. is a representative of the Liberian community.
That's right.
That was really nice. He
yes.
came forward
yes.
to say thank you, basically, mm-hmm. To the City of Bismarck mm-hmm. and the Human Relations
That's right.
Committee.
To recognize the efforts on both parts to welcome the Liberians to our community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a picture on the screen for those that are viewing at home, but it was just a nice gesture
yeah.
on Paul's part, and it's always nice to see some goodwill.
And he's standing next to the mayor, and then the other commissioners are certainly in the photograph. Josh Aspig was absent
Josh
last
was not
night,
able to
so
make it
he's
to
not
the
there.
That's
but,
right.
But the other people in the photo are members of our Bismarck Human Relations Committee that
right.
work most often behind the scenes mm-hmm. and doing their work, and obviously the Liberian community wanted to come forward and provide a plaque to the city and them to mm-hmm. say thanks mm-hmm. for all their work.
Yep.
So that was nice. Always nice to start out the meeting with something pleasant mm-hmm. like that till we get into the real meat of the meeting, right?
Yep.
Consent agenda, there was an introduction and a call for a public hearing on a new liquor license. We've talked about the project before of this mm-hmm. new restaurant. It's
Anima Cucina.
Thank you.
That's my understanding of
yes.
the pronunciation. It's Italian.
Sounds good.
This will be the corner of 5th and Main. The old One World Imports location.
Yeah.
So the next step will be in 2 weeks to hold the public hearing. Assuming all goes well, they will have their license to provide alcohol.
Full liquor license there?
I believe this one is for beer and wine
okay.
only.
Okay.
We have a number of different tiers and based
sure.
on the seating and things like that. But mm-hmm. I believe this one will be beer and wine only.
All right. It's nice to see you can drive by and see a little construction going on in the building.
People working
so,
in there.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then another very pleasant surprise was a donation to purchase some bike signage along mm-hmm. River Road.
Yep, some Share the Road signage. Mm-hmm. Of course, anybody that's driven River Road in the summer months, you see it's a popular place for bicyclists,
yeah,
too.
And a pretty narrow roadway.
It is a narrow road, very limited shoulders. So please, if you're a motorist out there, share the road, as the sign suggests. And thank you to the individual that recognized the need.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
That's great. And Jeff, I assume your department is involved in this, always the roadways and signage.
Yep. Our sign division will help install those and get those put up.
When do you think? Will that be happening this spring?
Oh, yeah. It'll be happening, great. I would think, in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Good. And just another little safety feature along River Road. So then on the regular agenda, there was a fairly lengthy discussion, and it was an appeal for a special permit for a digital mm-hmm. sign down in the expressway or on expressway.
Right. On expressway, just west of South 12th Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was again, a lengthy discussion. I think it was very interesting. Joe Gusas mm-hmm. Came forward. He is the sign
Gusas
company.
Signs, yep. He's the owner and operator.
And it was an appeal from Planning and Zoning.
Planning and Zoning, City Engineering, and the Police Department.
Okay.
All review these. It's an internal administrative review. There's an ordinance that describes how this works, where the signs can go and things like that. There was also some opportunity in there for some judgment to be made, professional judgment. And then I think in this case, Lieutenant Jeff Solomsaus with the Traffic Division within the Police Department had some concerns with the number of crashes in the area, mm-hmm. the number of vehicles. Obviously, the rate of speed is 40 miles an hour on expressway. With Jeanette Myrie Elementary School right there, you've got a number of kids using the crosswalks. The concern was that this would be an additional distraction for drivers in an already busy corridor.
Right. So. It was, and Mr. Gusas did a nice job with the presentation. The commission had a very thoughtful mm-hmm. discussion. He met all the requirements of the ordinance, but as with everything, there's little nuances
right.
in every location, and this just didn't seem to sit right with law enforcement right. and planning and zoning, so it was upheld.
Right. The commission supported the position of staff and primarily mm-hmm. the police department, and that's not to say there aren't other places in the community where you'll see new digital billboards. Those are permitted, and
right.
you will be seeing more of those. In this location, it just wasn't the right fit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also on the agenda last night was the finalization of two liquor licenses mm-hmm. were permitted last night. We talked about them
last covered
meeting.
It last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
Buffalo Wild Wings on the north end will take the place of the former Golden Corral. And then the Stone Home Brewing will be at Divide and State Street in the new First International Bank and Trust building.
Ben is throwing up some maps of those. The seating inside Stone Home is on the screen right now. And I know even the Golden Corral as well, large facilities, very impressive.
Big number of seats for
lots.
Both restaurants.
Good to see the investment mm-hmm. in the community
Absolutely.
Really doing some top-notch stuff over there. So that'll be interesting to see those things come together. I'm assuming mm-hmm. those will be on track pretty soon.
Yeah, my understanding is this summer. Both should be open and operational.
All right.
So wish them the best.
Speaking of liquor, or at least a beer, Laughing Sun Brewery mm-hmm. was in front of the commission last night. It was actually a vision fund request for a pace buy down.
Yep, low interest loan through the Vision Fund to help expand their operations. It's my understanding that they're looking to get into distribution a little more than just the tap room scenario. So you'll start to see some of their products regionally, mm-hmm. not just here, but it's my understanding also they're looking at getting into canning, more kegs, more production. So they need a bigger facility.
Mm-hmm.
And this support through the Vision Fund will help them get to their new location, which is on Front Avenue and 11th Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the only bad news is that they're leaving the 5th Street location.
I believe
that's
the case.
A little bit of a loss for us downtown anyway, but it's good for them. They're really dedicated brewers, and it's nice to see they're expanding. Mm-hmm. Obviously, their product is in demand.
It is. Yep. And they're adding staff, a good number of staff, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, again, one of the pieces of the Vision Fund that's really meant to encourage that local business owner to take the leap.
Mm-hmm.
So wish them the best of luck, too.
Yeah. It was a little unusual when I first saw it come through on the agenda for the Vision Fund to be mm-hmm. Working in that retail restaurant area.
Right.
But again, this is
the distribution and the production.
Wholesale.
Yep.
Yeah, operations. So
definitely.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
nice to see that
coming. Good for Bismarck.
Yeah, it is. And as I understand, they'll have it'll stay an entertainment venue as well. Right. So a lot of local music will still be able to
I believe there will be a food
perform.
Component
nice.
As well. So
that's another one to look forward to.
Family friendly, I believe, is part of their business model going forward. So you can take your kids with you.
Nice.
Get a meal and things like that.
All right. So moving into more of like Jeff's area, at least into your building, Michelle Closey from Utilities.
Public Works Utility Operations.
Came forward and the project was awarded to do a study now into the utility rates.
Right. The project was awarded to Stantec. And last night what you saw was the approval of the contract. And essentially this is the initiation of the project. So going forward, we'll talk about this several times, I'm sure, but there will be opportunity for public input later in May. This is going to be a very comprehensive look at how we do the business of utilities, not just the rates, but also internally. You know, are we doing all the right things? Are we making the right moves for the utility? Because the utility operates a little differently than, say, general fund departments. The utility generates its own money through your water utility. So stormwater, sanitary sewer, drinking water, all of those things play into their business model. So this is going to be a great chance to take a step back and make sure we're doing everything the right way for the best of the citizens and the best of the utility itself.
Have you ever done a study like this? Has the city ever done a rate?
Not to my knowledge on the utility side, not for quite some time. I think we've done other studies similar with the landfill. Jeff's shaking his head over here. So I know we've done some similar research and studies in the past, but it's been a while that we've done one for just the utility itself.
I would assume through this process, they'll be looking at other communities and their rate structures,
absolutely,
making comparisons.
Yeah, and Michelle mentioned at the meeting that there's data that we've been capturing that we haven't been able to fully utilize. This study, this group will help us maximize that information that we've been collecting and then really help us make the best decision going forward.
Well, and this is in response to discussion.
The rate adjustments.
The rate adjustments that were proposed very, very early in the year, even probably lasted to December, and many of the residential rates did see an increase, a slight increase, but it's this commercial component that some of them, some new developments especially, or vacant properties had some substantial increases. And the developers said, no, wait, this is too much of an impact. So this is response to that
absolutely.
Movement.
We'll be looking to hear from that group as well, because they have a key piece of this puzzle for us as well.
So again, you have a public meeting already starting on this.
May 24th in the evening, I believe, is the first of the public input sessions. And we'll remind listeners once we get a little closer to that date, time, and location and all that.
And Stantec is a company that is fairly familiar with Bismarck, as
they've
I understand.
They've done work with the MPO in the past and other city projects. So they will have a good opportunity to get started with an awareness of how the community operates.
Sure.
So
great.
Looking forward to that. And I believe the plan for the study is to be wrapped up before the end of the year, November, December timeline. So we'll keep people up to date as we go.
Great. Well, the remainder of the meeting last night had a lot to do with Public Works. Seems like you were there asking for a lot of money, for a lot of things, right?
Oh, I don't ask for money, Mary. I was just replacing
for
some
stuff.
Equipment and getting some
equipment.
Contracts
lots
awarded.
Of,
and
lots
doing,
of equipment.
You know,
bids
things wear out,
in.
So we need to keep those things moving down the road. So, yeah.
It's understandable. That's why they put you at the end of the meeting, too. So you move forward on some equipment purchases last night.
Yep.
And what we want to talk about with you, too, is some things that are coming up. And one of them is Cleanup Week is coming up real close. But before we get to even Cleanup Week, we have Cleanup Day happening this Saturday here in Bismarck. And I have a Facebook page up on Keep Bismarck Beautiful. And at 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 28th, people can meet up at the park, North Central Park.
Central Park, 8th and Capitol, 8th and Central. Tucked away in the little neighborhood over there. That's the launch pad, I guess, is where everybody's going to meet. And then
people will be distributed to different areas to do some cleanup. People should wear long pants.
Gloves.
Good shoes.
I believe there will be safety vests and trash bags for everybody that's participating. So when they're out there along the roadways or in the public areas, they're visible. So
got rid of the snow just in time. For this.
Yeah, event. Turned up the thermostat just a bit.
That's good. I mean, the whole I think the purpose of this, obviously, at this point in time, in this time of the year, is because there a lot of trash accumulates in the snow. So this is an opportunity to get everything cleaned up before it starts greening up. So
this is really a great public kind of a grassroots
upswelling, you know, that people saw a need and just kind of said, hey, you know, instead of always asking our government to do something, why don't we just step up to the plate? Mm-hmm. And so they started this group, and it's just grown and grown every year. And it's just a great opportunity for those folks and for people that want to help out, and just a great civic minded opportunity. So
yeah,
I really applaud that.
And we talked about it last week when Jim Neubauer was here with City of Mandan. Mm-hmm. They're having their Keep Mandan Beautiful Day, cleanup day on Saturday as well. So mm-hmm. they're meeting at 9 a.m. at Dykesharn Park. So, but if you live in Bismarck, go up to North Central Park at 9 a.m. Help clean it up.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Cleanup Week. This is something that's been going on quite a long time in the City of Bismarck.
Yeah, as long as I've been here. I'm not sure when the first one started, but yeah, Cleanup Week has been a mainstay in the spring and the fall. Helps people clean out the garages, get some things out of the basement or out of the yard that they're tired of looking at and they don't want to have anymore, or something that maybe we won't pick up on the normal collection route. So this is the opportunity for those things to be hauled away and get spring cleaning jump started.
Yeah. A question that seems to pop up, I've heard, is when people put things on the boulevard for this week, is it legal to take things off people's boulevards?
Well, according to according to city ordinance, no, it's not.
Okay.
Once it's placed on the boulevard, it's technically the property of the cities.
Okay.
And then we're, you know, tasked with picking that up and properly disposing of it.
Okay.
Now,
It happens.
Yes. I'm not going to say that it doesn't. I would recommend, because there have been a few mistakes over the years, but I would recommend if you were to see something, I would stop at the house, knock on the door, and visit with the property owner.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And see if indeed that's something that they are throwing out, or is it just the lawnmower ran out of gas and they went in the garage to get some more fuel? Because that's happened before. So we don't want to have those things disappearing by the time get back with the gas can, the lawnmower's gone.
Yeah.
So you need to, you know, be respectful a little bit, I think.
And goodness.
Get out, meet your neighbor, and say, hey, hi.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad I asked. That's good advice. Thank you for sharing that. But you do have this set up on your website, too.
Yes.
And people can go to bismarcknd.gov and go from there and navigate over to the Public Works page. Get on the Public Works page, and under Garbage and Recycling, we have Cleanup Week. Go to Cleanup Week. And it's pretty detailed there. The purpose is, again, to get rid of those things that have been accumulating in your home that are a little bit bigger than normal.
Right.
But your rule is basically nothing bigger than what two people can carry.
Right.
Okay.
So if you're maybe doing some pruning this week and you want to set that out, certainly you can do that. We ask that it's cut in 4-foot lengths and bundled so that one or two people could pick that up. But yeah, we see furniture, we see appliances, we see tires. You know, we see all those kinds of things that don't fit in your garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage people to certainly put that out. The things we don't want to see are household hazardous waste. That can be brought to our household hazardous waste facility at the landfill on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And on the first and third Saturday of each month from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. That's manned. So you can bring those items at that time. And then they're properly discarded and taken care of by a waste handler that takes care of those hazardous wastes, because we don't want those going into the landfill.
Sure.
The more of that we can keep out of that waste stream, the easier it is for us to treat the liquids that come through that garbage, and we call that leachate. And so we have to have that treated and properly taken care of. So the less of that, the better. And protecting the groundwater. Of course, our landfills are all lined now. Back in the 90s, there was federal legislation that was Subtitle D that was requiring landfills to be lined with plastic liners or thick clay layers to prevent those liquids from seeping into the groundwater. Mm. So landfills have changed a lot in the last 20 years, and but the less that goes in there, the better off for everyone.
Yeah.
So we want to just encourage people to use those sites. But household hazardous waste, we won't pick that up. Liquids, we won't pick up. Paint, we won't pick up. But again, all those things can be taken to that household hazardous waste facility Tuesdays, Thursdays, and the first and third Saturday.
And you've got that all in your website here, what you will pick up and what you won't pick up. So
And there will be one other thing I want to mention to folks that sometimes you don't notice is the garbage truck is going to come by and pick up your regular garbage on that day.
Okay.
But if you have other things like appliances or tires or furniture or electronics, there's going to be separate trucks that come and pick up those items because we're separating that material out again so that we're not just throwing it all into the municipal solid waste cell.
Okay.
And so then we're segregating that material. We're either disposing of that separately or even selling some of it. The metals, we actually have buyers that buy the metals from us and pay us for those materials. So it makes good sense for us to do that and keep those separated. So you will see different vehicles picking up those materials throughout the day on your regular collection day.
Oh, on the regular collection day.
Right. So if your day is on a Tuesday, that's when you want to set those items, have them out by 6 in the morning. We started a 4-day collection week a year ago.
You came and talked to us about that.
And that's been very successful. And but garbage pickup starts at 6 in the morning, so you'll want to have those items. You can set them out the day before. We encourage people not to be setting things out well in advance. Please just set them out the day before your collection day. Yeah. And we'll make sure we get those picked up.
So Monday, Thursday, next week on your regular collection day,
yep.
Put your stuff out that you want to get out. And if you have any questions, you can, again, go to bismarcknd.gov, go into the Public Works page under Garbage and Recycling, find more information there. And if you don't get your answers, give you a call at Public Works. And
yep, the folks at Public Works can answer all those questions.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. They probably do all day long.
Yeah, they're very talented, yeah.
On the same note, I noticed last night... I think it was the mayor who was asking you about raking and putting things into the gutters, mm-hmm. and the impact that has on our stormwater runoff and basically going into the Missouri River. And you explained that really well. You want to give us just a kind of a brief summary of why we don't want to do that?
Sure. You know, during the winter, we're putting down materials to create traction so people aren't sliding on slippery roads. So that's mainly sand that builds up. As the snow is piled up on the boulevard, and when the snow melts, you've got a pile of sand left. And so some people want to get that off the boulevard, which is fine. And they end up pushing that off the boulevard out onto the street. It'd be great if you would just pick that material up then and dispose of it. But if you don't, and we get a good rainfall, that material gets carried oftentimes into the storm water system. Mm-hmm. Then you start to get pipes that are plugged with sand and don't have the carrying capacity of the stormwater, then you could see some backing up in streets and in some intersections where the water isn't able to flow. And then ultimately it ends up down in the Missouri River system. So that's one of the reasons why we use many different products in the winter to treat snow and ice, is because if we can reduce some of that sand, it can also help on the stormwater mm-hmm. system and the maintenance of that system, so mm-hmm. they won't have to be trying to clean that out. So if you do push your sand off the boulevard, you know, please either pick it up, or you can also go on our website. We do have a map in the Bismarck website that shows our progression as we're sweeping, give you kind of an idea where we're at, and some people will kind of watch for that, and then when they're in their neighborhood, then they might push that onto the curb. But again, I caution people to do that as long as we're not having a threat of storms that could end up washing that material down the street. I would just assume that they at least just picked it up.
Yeah.
And
yeah. That would be best.
It's primarily just sand. So, you know, there may be a little salt left, but to be honest with you, I think the salt's probably already dissolved by that time. So it's just sand. If you want to put it in a bucket and spread it out somewhere, or you can take it to the landfill and they'll let you spread it out
there
the landfill.
There you go. Yeah. Also, so again, Monday through Thursday next week, cleanup week.
Yep.
Put your stuff out. But after that, then we're looking at another big environmental day that comes up, and that's every year, and it's Arbor Day.
Yeah. Spring has finally, it seems, come to North Dakota. So Arbor Day will be on May the 4th, which is the first Friday of May. Every year is when we celebrate planting of trees, and we'll have a ceremony this year. Normandy Park. I had to remember the name of the park.
Yeah.
Normandy Park is just south of 43rd and east of Washington Street, so up in kind of the northwest part of town.
Okay.
They're going to be dedicating the planting this year to Parks and Recs Director Steve New, and there'll be students there from Centennial Grade School as well as the Innovation School. They're invited to come, and the public is welcome. There'll be a nice ceremony. And usually we have apples handed out at the end as a little thank you for folks. Mm-hmm. And it's just, again, a nice kickoff for spring.
Will Forrest Von Flickertail be there?
Forrest Von Flickertail will be in making an appearance. He is our mascot for the forestry division. He is the German cousin of the common flickertail that's here in North Dakota. So he comes and visits every year from Germany and likes to spread his cheer and encourage tree planting and forest techniques.
Wouldn't be the same without Forrest there. So
no, Forrest is our he's our mascot.
Forward to that. Should have brought a picture up of him. But everybody knows Forrest, I think.
Well, I'm sure you might have one in your archives.
Somewhere. I'm sure we do. And then next month, Public Works Day. You wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually, the American Public Works Association, the APWA, has Public Works Week, which is the week of the 20th through the 26th of May. We're going to kick off this year's Public Works Week with a Public Works Day in conjunction and in cooperation with the APWA, with the North Dakota chapter. And we're going to have an open house down at the Public Works Building on South 26th Street. We're just across from Bobcat, just north of Expressway.
Is that May 19th?
On May 19th, on a Saturday. Okay. It'll be from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. We encourage you to bring your kids. It's mainly going to be geared kind of to the kindergarten through fifth graders. There's going to be lots of activities, hands-on activities for them. There'll be equipment displays. They can get their picture taken in a truck. We'll have some of the interesting equipment technology that the city is using, that if you want to see your water usage, you can look at the water analytics demonstration. There'll be some demonstrations on the what not to flush down your toilet. some forestry craft. Making some necklaces. Forrest will be there again. We have in the stormwater division, they have a drone. They'll be doing some drone flying demonstrations. We'll have tours. You get to see how we make our salt brine. You'll get to see the entire building. So if you've never been in the Public Works Building or always wondered what it was like, you'll get a chance for a guided tour. You can ask questions and meet some of the people. I think, it's when we talk about public works and infrastructure, those are the things that everyone relies on to have a comfortable living. And so those are, streets, either your water and sewer system, your pipes, your underground pipes, the fleet division that manages and makes, takes care of all of our equipment, forestry, the signing area where we make some of our street signs. So all of those areas.
We just assume those things are always going to be there and take them for granted.
Yeah,
really.
We're trying to provide a city that's easy to live in, comfortable for people, and that works well, and that's our job. There's not a lot of benefit to us for this sort of thing. It's just what we have been tasked to do, and we enjoy doing, and that's our job. And so we do that to help make Bismarck a great place.
Sure. Have you done this before, this open house?
No, we had open houses when the building was first built back in 2003.
Okay.
Again, this is an opportunity for people to see kind of behind the curtain and see the, the wizard pulling the levers and the smoke
lots
and mirrors
of big
and all that
and
stuff. There'll be lots of big trucks and equipment that people can see and ask questions about.
Well, we'll get an announcement up on our message board too. So that'll be running for the next few weeks. So people will be reminded of that. And I'm assuming you guys will be putting out news releases
we'll remind
people to come out. Sounds like a great new event. We have to wrap up, but real quickly, I just want to let people know that there will be, because of the upcoming elections on June 12th, we have four candidates for Bismarck City Commission, three candidates for the mayor of Bismarck, and the League of Women Voters, along with other partners of the chamber, the home builders, the realtors, and the Bismarck Tribune, along with us, are conducting a debate up at Debates on Monday, April 30th. That's just coming up in a few days here, since we're here on Wednesday, the 25th. This will be Monday, April 30th at the Heritage Center. The city commission debates will be at 5:30 to 6:30, and then the mayor will be the mayor candidates will be debating at 7 to 8 p.m. at the Heritage Center. We'll carry it live on Dakota Media Access, our government access channels. We'll be carrying it on KDAC Radio 102.5 FM as well. and streaming it live at freetv.org. We'll replay it up until the election, and we'll also put it online so you can view it at any time, and we'll be sending out more information on that. But I think it's important. It's coming up real quick, so yes. And we're heavy into it at this point in time.
Thanks to you and all your partners for putting that together. That's an important feature for us as we get ready to cast our votes. It's nice to know that we have an opportunity to learn a little more about the candidates.
Right. And it's not intended to be the end all of information for voters. This is just one way to learn a little bit more about the candidates. There are other ways, obviously. They're all very active right now out campaigning. Mm-hmm. So take notice and please get out and vote on June 12th. So thank you for letting me have that moment. And thank you for coming today, Jeff.
Yeah, good seeing you again, Mary.
You too. And good events coming up with Public Works and springtime. So you got to get back to your potholes right now and get all that going.
I don't know why potholes are always such a topic of conversation. Can't we look up at the blue sky and the beautiful plants that are going to be starting
as
to
we drive,
flower? Yes. And yeah, paying attention as you drive.
Sounds good, but you're doing good work. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Mary.
All right. And thanks, Jason.
You bet.
And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, you can contact the City of Bismarck at bismarcknd.gov or by calling 701-355-1300. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD or on KDEC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.